Welcome to Sunday Life, a radio and podcast program of Life Church in Boston. You can find us on the web at lifechurchboston.org. God's Word is taking off from where you are right now and rising to build you up on the way to your destiny. Let's climb on board.
Hallelujah. When folks get settled. Well, today is our first Sunday. So on first Sundays, we usually have a lot going on. And I want to make sure that we are able to get to all those things. I have been charged to preach on Luke chapter 16. And I appreciate just the words from the songs this morning, and just the heart and the spirit of God, how he ties all these things together. So before we get started, let's just ask the Lord's blessing upon this time. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your character. I thank you, Lord, that indeed it's your character that we can limp alongside and model ourselves after. And I pray, Lord, that I know we're not a perfect mimicker, but Lord, we just pray, Father, that you help us to mimic you better.
Yes, Lord.
And we just pray that you just continue to humble us and let us know it's not about us, it's about you. And Lord, as we, oh Lord, remember that, it gives us a heart, oh Lord, to run after those who are in pain, who are struggling. Lord, before I even go any further, I just want to lift up, oh Lord, the folks in Texas.
Yeah.
Father, who have lost, many of them lost children, oh Father, during this thing. Lord. And we know it's just tough, Father, to have that happen. And I just thank you, Lord, that that you are a God who comforts the brokenhearted. And even the broken hearts are the ones that are our point of contact with you. And Lord, we are the ones you have called to be the ones who help the sick, Lord, who help the poor, who help those who can't help themselves, who have been humbled in that regard, and indeed have their hearts open to you. And we just pray, Father, that you continue to prepare us, disciple us, help us to make this be disciples of others, oh Lord, in this process, in this task that you have called for us to walk in. And I thank you, Lord, you called us friends. We're not just workers. And so I just praise you for this. And I pray, Father, right now that you just have your way, oh Lord, in this word. We pray that it would bear much fruit, 30, 60, 100 fold in our lives, and that you would get the glory, and that men would see and fear, oh Lord, who you are, because they see you in us, and as we desire, oh Lord, to help and serve them. So we just thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for your love. Thank you again for who we are because of you, your children by resemblance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. It's a lot going on. Today is my father's birthday. And tomorrow's David's birthday. He got his birthday hat on. And we're just excited to see, you know, what the Lord's doing. And I just wanted to, you know what? I may even try and find that video and get people started talking. There's this video I think I'm going to try and find it. I think I'll do that because we don't have a lot to do. We're going to be doing some review today. We did chapter 16. Today, I actually have a game for us to play. While y'all are playing that game, I may find that video just to show it. That relates to something that Eva talked about, how it really blew their minds that Jesus would wash their feet. And the thing about chapter 16 of Luke is that it's about this unsafe areas that we have in our lives and how we need to create safe spaces to in order to help people. Like when you go into to help somebody, you have to make sure that it's safe for you to help them, because if it's not, there'll be two people dead as opposed to one. So that's why, you know, but one of the things the Pharisees were, they were unsaved. They were people who tore down the gospel, who tore down the laws and the prophets, who could not understand what it meant to love God. Just didn't get it. And so let's start with those stories. There's three stories in Luke that I just want us to remember and to take away from it. The first one was about the manager who was shrewd. He was about to get fired. So what he did was to make friends. He made friends. And I'm just going to go back to one of the things that the scriptures that Eva used, which to me is just so powerful, is that we are his friends because we know the master's business. You are a servant when you don't know what's going on. But once he lets you know what's going on, you are a friend. And that's a subtle difference. But before that, he don't trust you. Before that, you were just somebody who is just serving me. You know, but once you can tell what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, then you get it. And that's one of the things that Jesus did. He taught the parables, but to his friends, he explained them, what they meant, and how it's all about God's kingdom. And God's kingdom is his business, and he wants us to do it. That's why we're supposed to make disciples. We're making disciples of God's kingdom because we are his friends and we know his business. And that's what we're sharing, his business. That's what it means to be a disciple, to share his business. And so that's how we're making friends for God. So I just share that because I think that's an important aspect of this. And what was the manager doing? He was making friends. He was doing it as a secular person who had just got fired in order to survive. That's what he was doing, because he had gotten fired. So when he was going to not be able to do that job anymore, he needed friends. Before that, you know, he wasn't making friends. He was collecting money. He was a money collector. But then he cut people's debt in half and stuff like that. He said, give me this much and give me that much. And so he was getting rid of his fee so people would let him back in their house. Okay, so that's the first story. How do we make friends? The next one, you know, God talks about money and how money is a challenge for his people. That creates an unsafe space when we put money before people. The other piece that is, he also talks about the importance of taking care of those who can't take care of themselves. Yeah. Jesus talks about divorce, not just to talk about divorce, but to really talk about how women were being mistreated and how they could be put out on their own. Women could not divorce men. Men could only divorce women. And so as a result, that put them at a disadvantage, and that made them subject to the whims of, I don't know about y'all, humans, okay? And sometimes good humans with bad days, sometimes bad humans who just see something else they want to get. And so this is the kind of thing you got to deal with. And Jesus says, what he said, yeah, I hate divorce. Not because it's just an issue of these rules, but the spirit of it, God's business, our business is to take care of those who are sick, who are weak, who don't have their own voice. That's God's business. And that's what God is calling us to do. And he saw that the Pharisees were not treating him well. And so as a result, they weren't taking care of business and creating unsafe space for women. And that's one reason why Jesus addressed just like that. And last but not least, it's a story of a rich man who was not taking care of God's business, which is called the law and the prophets. For Jews, it was the law and the prophets, where you took care of those who could not take care of themselves. We think of the laws as these things about food and other stuff. But really, God did that to help protect people. People don't understand. We went to Legal Seafoods for David's birthday yesterday. You know, had some clams, good stuff. But see, one of the things that happened back in the day is they had this thing called red tide, and it wasn't red. You know, that's another thing. You couldn't necessarily see if it was red tide. And so when you had gastropods and other animals eat of those toxins that were in the water because of bacteria, they would become toxic. So if you ate shellfish, 99% of the time, guess what? It's fine. But that 1% will literally kill you. And so one of the things about the kosher laws is that it wasn't just about, God wants to make y'all to be different. He was doing that because, you know, pigs had worms and they didn't have the same regulation as we have today. And guess what? If you ate pig meat, you probably have worms too. This is something that people just dealt with. And God was trying to help them out. And so that's the thing. It wasn't just about, I just want you to not do this. It was about, I want you to be healthy. And so we end up getting caught up because, see, the thing is that if you only look at the rules, you don't see his business. Bass doesn't tell the folks about the rules. I mean, he'll just give them the rules. You do what I ask. But he tells his friends, this is why. Because I'm looking out for you. And in the rules of the law and the prophets, it said, take care of the stranger in your midst, the immigrant, the folks who did not have a voice, the widow and the orphan. Do you not get this? And this is very important this week. Why is it important this week? Because a nice bill was passed that it was passed for in the name of some people in the name of Jesus that does not do any of those things. I really appreciate in North Andover, they have a celebration of 4th of July. I went there last year. I missed it out this year. Crystal, why don't you tell us about what they do in North Andover on the 4th of July?
I'm just going to go ahead and pull it up. Okay, switch to this tab. Nice. Here we go. James Earl Jones. Didn't get much better than that.
At this point in our presentation, we played some material which is protected by copyright. Because we do not have a license to distribute this material, we have omitted it from our recording. In most cases, when this happens, you can find a link to the omitted material in our online sermon notes.
I love the thing and the appropriateness of it, because we're talking about the 4th of July. And in many ways, Jesus is coming to the 4th of July for our souls. He's about to go to the cross. In many ways, it's the 4th of July. And the Pharisees won't even come to the party. And they don't get that by them not treating God's people right. It's just like this. You have these laws that say we're free. They also talk about the amendments and all the other stuff. Maybe the 13th Amendment, there was no slavery. Did y'all know that there's more? This is good old David's calendar. There's more people in prison who are doing slave labor than any other time in slavery because of the number of men who have been and women who are incarcerated doing work, not just making, as the poster says, not just making license plates, but they're literally, because a lot of those prisons are privately owned, they're working for businesses. Mm. Okay, so just think about that. There's slave labor in our country right now. And one reason why you want to have the most prisoners in the country and the world per capita is because it helps business. That's how we compete with China and all sorts of stuff. Just think about that. And so as a result, there's no motivation to reduce our numbers, which are catastrophically high, where 4% of the world's population have 60% of the prisoners. Four times more than what we should have. all things being equal. Think about that. Four times. And each one of those four people, or three of those other people, are human beings. You know, it's not. So I just throw this out to you, because this is what Jesus was fighting up against. And one of the scriptures that was hitting me this week, as I was doing pastor's thing, I read in Mark, or in Mark this month, right? Luke. All right, I may be messed up. Anyway, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Oh, because next month is 8. Okay, I got you. All right, God works in interesting ways. But in any case, in Mark, it deals with a point where Jesus is just doggone angry. And that anger is something that we don't see very often. We don't talk about. Okay, so you see Frederick Douglass's anger here. It's no joke. Jesus was PO'd at them. And we see anger in the Old Testament where Moses is angry at the people. He's hitting a rock and stuff like that. God was not upset at his anger. He was upset at his disobedience. Okay? Because God gets angry. So you have to understand is that this is no joke. This is people's lives. These are slaves. These are, you know, people are being whipped and they shouldn't be. People are dying and they shouldn't be. You know, this is the thing that we have to understand. This is the gospel. The gospel is good news, and people are publishing bad news. We want you to get out of our country. You don't have a value. We're going to get rid of all the things that actually can really help treat people and avoid sickness. You know, I could go on. And these things are things that as Christians, we need to stand against. All right. Now, I just mentioned all this, but Frederick Douglass's anger is something that's there. I want you to think about that. We can't just sit back and be complacent. Okay, to be a disciple is to be one who loves everyone. My prayer is that the Pharisees in our country would have their eyes woken. And when they come back home because they have changed their mind, I want to be there running to go get them. But if they stay away, I cannot help. They're making their choices. But what God is calling is for people to come back. Now, so I got to the story of the rich man and the poor man. And that is essentially the last parable that comes after the prodigal son. It's kind of like a series. And so this one kind of sets the stage for Jesus's death, because it's the only parable that has a name. The name is Lazarus. The poor man is Lazarus. The rich man are the Pharisees. And the law states, when you see someone poor, you help them. But what he does is step over this poor man named Lazarus all his life, till he's gone and dies and goes to be with Abraham's in Abraham's bosom. The rich man also dies, and he don't go there. Jesus was warning the Pharisees out of love for them that if you do not change your ways, that's where you will go. That is an important understanding that God, Jesus was not saying all this stuff with harshness because he hated them. He was saying this because he loved them. Because there's no way around it. This is what's going to happen. If you like it or not, you made this choice. Unless you change that choice, you have this consequence. And so Lazarus ends up in hell, a chasm between him and Lazarus, and he sees Lazarus, and he just wants to get a tip of water to put on his tongue. And Abraham says, there's a chasm between us. I can't get you there. I can't get you any water, can't do nothing. And then he asks, please send Lazarus back and tell my brothers so they don't end up here. And Jesus' response was, if they did not listen to the law and the prophets, they will not listen to a man being raised from the dead.
Jesus actually raised a few people from the dead, but the one that we remember is a guy named Lazarus. And many of those Jews did not believe that he was the Christ, even after he raised a man from the dead, because they did not listen to the law and the prophets. Because the law and the prophets says, take care of the poor. And they didn't want to do that. They had their own agenda. They wanted to be rich, and that justifies it. So think about that. Okay. Now, I just say that because this is our review, but I want us to remember what this review is all about. It really is about loving God and putting him first. And so that's one of the key elements in this process. All right. So with this in mind, we're going to be continue to do some review. I want us to read a little bit of, no, I think we have some other things we got to get done, but I want us to actually get started. I want us to, if you got your phones with you, everybody got their phones? Okay. If you have your sheet, is anybody online?
I think so.
All right. If you have this sheet, it has a QR code with a dinosaur. She's a dinosaur. All right. It's a little, I don't want to call it a game, but it's a form for us to do together. And we are supposed to, I was going to ask if we could. I was going to ask if you want to pair up, or how do you, we can break up in small groups. I want us to try this on our, as in our group. So if you use your phone, if you have a QR code, maybe somebody can help each other. The questions are there. Let me see if I can get there real quick. Thank you for helping a brother out and a sister out, Crystal. Oh, y'all already there? Y'all only got two groups? All right. Why don't y'all can join any of y'all? All right, cool.
You've been listening to Sunday Life, a radio and podcast program of Life Church in Boston. We hope you've enjoyed your flight. As we prepare to land, please leave the belt of truth buckled around your waist and keep your life in an upright position. If you would like to support this program, or if you simply want more information about Life Church, please visit our website at lifechurchboston.org. As you go on with your day, please remember, Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. Please put what you've just heard into practice in your own life, then teach it to others, and watch God's kingdom take off around you.